Is can you discuss a few biblical principles and teaching on giving and how we can apply it to modern financial practice?
Okay. The one thing is, we're full in Christ. So because of the position he has in our lives, we should be content whatever situation we're in. And part of that contentment is he will always show us a way out. Okay. If we rely on our own intellect to solve all our financial problems, we're probably not going to get there. It becomes like intellect versus trust. We just have to trust him. And it's hard to do. I mean, a lot of people that are so used to trying to do it themselves, you kind of turn over the reins to him and say, look, here's all the money. I'm going to give now, make everything else work out. So it's more like just relying on what Christ can do for us. And then I think we also learn, like, what are the excesses in life? Where are there things that we're spending money on that has either become habitual in nature, that is just a habit? Is it, stopping on the way home from work and getting fast food to bring home 3 days a week because it's easier? Even fast food today. I mean, not too long ago, I went and got one of these pizzas at a fast food place, brought it home, and all we got was one pizza. It was really light in the box, and it was $31. I said, how did we spend $31 and we're getting nothing? So again, I think it's just priorities is that what the scriptures teach us. And then also to be anxious for nothing and to be content and, just to be good stewards. I mean, it's not our money. It's a gift that's been given to us. So let's be very judicial as to how we spend it. Let's be very careful. Let's not waste money on things that we do. What do we need versus what we want? And the other thing is we have to realize is that we're being attacked. Satan's greatest attack is, I think, against our money. He wants to attack us in that area. And all these ads you see on TV, the purpose is to make you discontent. If you're driving a vehicle and it's not new, you really need a new one. You really want to look like this, you see? And that's the thing is that we don't get caught up in that stuff. We realize that we're, in effect, it's an attack. We don't realize it, but it's basically taking money away from the Lord's work, is what it comes down to in our life, in our peace, financial peace. We've heard that term before. Financial peace is, having enough and being able to give and being able to help others. And that comes from Judaism. We always were brought up, if someone needs money, help them a little. Always help your neighbor. And that's scriptural,
So I guess to continue this conversation as a finance as a CPA, what are
Right.
five things you would tell people in this current economy to become financially? Like, what are five steps you would tell people to take in order to become financially free and still put giving in front as a priority?
Okay. One thing would be right off the bat, most people don't know where they're spending their money. This word called budget, and everybody hates that word budget, but we really have to be aware of where we're spending our money. I mean, I've counseled people where they just have no idea where the money's going. They say, they're always behind, but they don't know why. But we have to find out why. And then once we know where we're spending the money, I think a second step would be, where can we trim? Is there any place to trim? You see, now some people, and they're so overextended, they may not find easy ways to trim. And I would probably also recommend, get with someone, other people in the church. The church itself have people that, they know finances and not be embarrassed, and say, I want some help with my finances. I want a budget and I want to find out what I can do proactively to change what's coming in versus what's going out. I mean, sometimes, I mean, could you take a second job? That's hard. Could you get a better job? Maybe you can. So maybe more can come in. And then on the going outside, where am I wasting money? Where can I limit what I spend? So I'd say it's budgetary would be one thing, is to really, have a budget to know where the money's going. The other thing is, you know, to distinguish between wants and needs. Mm-hmm. What do you need and what do you really want? You know, in theory, we want everything. You know, we all want more money. The question is, do we really need it? Okay. So that's another thing, distinguish between wants and needs. And then to recognize, I think from a Christian standpoint, that, you know, we have to be good stewards. This money is coming to us from the Lord. So we must, it is a mandate, we must get a hold and just do better with our money, you know. And I think we all try to do better. Another thing we could do, you know, if you were a business, every year, a business at the end of the year, they will tell you how many assets they have, whether they're liabilities, what's their income, what's their expenses. Why do we not do that as individuals? See, that's a little further than a budget. Budget yeah. is what comes in, what comes out. But how about every year seeing, is my net worth increasing? Okay, am I saving some? You say, what are my assets this year? Are my liabilities gone down? Am I making more money? Am I spending less? And that's hard. I mean, things keep getting more expensive. But again, a business does that all the time. Why as an individual do we not measure from year to year where we're going? So that's another thing we could do. So we could budget and then we can distinguish, you know, really make clear before we spend a dollar, do we really want something or do we need something? And then how about measuring our progress from year to year? Okay. And you can have a bad year. You could go backwards 1 year, but what's the trend over 5 years? So I think that's another thing that people need to look at on a personal basis is we need to see, or is our net worth increasing? Okay. Over time. And there's nothing wrong with a Christian's net worth increasing, because there's a thing called retirement, okay? And that's another thing is that, think about retirement. That would be another point. Do we want to consume it all now? You know, that's why we're called consumers. You see, do we want to consume it all now? Well, what happens down the road? I mean, do we all want to just live on Social Security? I met someone years ago that's all they had was Social Security. And she was mid-70s, working in a Wendy's, and they used to take the garbage out of the garbage pans. They were big, heavy bags, and you had a 75-year-old woman carrying these bags to the garbage spot. And the point is, she wasn't working at Wendy's because she wanted to. She was working at Wendy's at 75 years old because she had to. She had to, just to survive. So that's the point, is that if we consume everything while we're young, what are we going to have down the road? You see, and there are unforeseen things that are always going to come up. And where's our reserve? Let's say the transmission goes in a car. Well, how do we get to work then? Say, so that thought process and those things that I mentioned, I don't know, it was actually five, but those are real, I'd say, heavy hitters.
What's up, family? If you enjoyed this clip, click the link down below to check out the full episode of this interview and remain blessed.